Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Everybody, welcome to Joe Messina Show, joemessina.com. If you want to follow along online and see my ugly mug, you're welcome to do so at joemessina.com. This is Whiskey Dave, back in the chair here for Joe for the next 3 hours. And hey, guess what, folks? I am delighted to inform you and shock you, and I know that I'm going to get a lot of people turning off the radio right now. I'll be here not just tonight, but also Thursday. You got me for 6 hours this week. Hopefully it's not too much, Dave, and you miss Joe. But he's busy with school starting up and everything else that's going on right now. He's saving the world through our teachers' boards and everything else that Joe is doing. It is incumbent upon me on this fine Tuesday night across the fruited plain here at the Realside Radio to share with you what is going on. And there is a whole bunch going on. First of all, for those of you guys in Florida, especially in the Tampa Bay, and for those of you who are listening to Realside Radio at WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, and also we have two stations on The Answer in Tampa Bay as well at WGUL 860 AM. Let us know how you guys are doing out there. Give us a phone call. We got questions for you. I just went through. As many 22 million people in Southern California just went through the hurricane last week. I'm not going to compare it. We basically rained for 4.5 hours on a Sunday, and it was a very nice, relaxing day. But this thing looks serious down in Florida, and it's going over the Gulf of Mexico, picking up steam, as the Gulf of Mexico is always warm at this time of year. It's hurricane season. This is why most people didn't live in Florida up until the last 25 years. Nothing's changed, folks, but a lot more people are living there. In fact, on Thursday night, our good friend Dave Carter is going to be joining us. Hopefully he doesn't get hit. He's in the panhandle. So we're watching that very closely. If you don't hear Dave on Thursday night in this hour, the 6 p.m. hour, Pacific time, that means something bad happened. But if you'd like to join us in this hour, we've got kind of a free fall. I've got a lot to talk about going on right now, from mask mandates being kicked back and court cases being scheduled for Donald Trump right in and around election days in the primary, very important primary season. So we're going to be talking about all of that and a whole lot more this hour. Next hour, we're going to be getting very deep into the politics of what's happening with all of that mishigas with Trump. Mishigas, it's a Yiddish word. Look it up. And we're going to have Jen Van Laar from Red State, a frequent guest of ours here at Realside Radio. And in the third hour, I've got a special guest, somebody that I heard his story firsthand in person a couple of weekends ago and absolutely floored me. Tom was in Lahaina as the wildfire hit. And Tom and his lovely wife and their son got out of Dodge. They got in their Nissan Altima rental and tried to get out of Lahaina. And guess what happened? Well, the powers that be decided in their infinite wisdom to turn everybody back around toward town. We know this. We know this is what happened. But what a lot of people don't know, as stories are now starting to come out, and these are absolutely stomach-churning, milk-curdling stories, some of which I've seen on YouTube firsthand because the journalists aren't allowed into Lahaina. They're being prevented from telling the truth of what happened. But Tom and his wife and his son in their Nissan Altima, who just wanted to get away from a fast-moving wildfire, were forced back into Lahaina. They went through town, and the road was shut down on the other side. It was a one-lane highway, and they could not leave. Not for the day. Not for just that night. Not for the second day or the second night. Not even the third day or the third night did they leave. They weren't allowed to. They were stuck on the side of the road, outside of Lahaina, with no food, no shower, no help, for 4 days and 4 nights. The only thing that kept them going was locals that came by with water bottles and the occasional jaunt down into a Unocal station, 76 station, where they bought some snacks. They slept, although Tom will say he didn't sleep, in their car for 4 days and 4 nights. What the heck happened in Maui? This is incredible. You want to talk about this? You've got stories of your own? If you were there, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a phone call here tonight at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. This next hour, the phone lines will be open. I've got a lot of different issues I want to talk about. But, Tom's going to be joining us in the third hour, the 8 o'clock hour here on the West Coast. 2 hours from now, you do not want to miss his first-hand account of what happened. And this is the type of stuff that we are not hearing from the mainstream legacy media. If you're watching the mainstream legacy media, you're not getting the truth. You're not getting the news. But I repeat myself. It's something I've been saying for the past 8 years here at joemessina.com. Give us a phone call tonight. We will be here for the next 3 hours. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And we'll be right back here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. We've got a great show coming up here for you tonight.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Listen to 3 full hours here at Realside Radio every single night. This is where you're going to get the best discussion. And, hey, listen, we are open-minded to what you have to think as well. If you'd like to give us a phone call, Whiskey Dave here, you can give me a phone call. This hour, we're going to be relatively open. I've got a couple of great guests coming up in the next and third hour. But you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just keep it interesting and concise. So, you obviously, I'm sure, are aware of the fact that the D.C. trial date for President Donald Trump has been set for March the 4th, one day before Super Tuesday. This is Judge Tanya Chutkan, D.C. federal judge, She set the date for March the 4th, 2024 as the trial date for Trump's case over the aftermath of the 2020 election. Again, this is the day before Super Tuesday, when 14 states, including the two biggest, California and Texas, head to the polls to determine the GOP nominee for president. Remember, let's go back in time, folks. Every quadrennial election, these are the days that are right after massive rallies. These are the days where President Trump had 25, 50, 75, 100,000, and sometimes even more people showing up at rallies in those states. And she has set the date for March the 4th, the day before Super Tuesday. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith alleges that Trump engaged in conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Now, we know Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges. And by the way, Trump's trial in Manhattan, brought by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, is set to start March the 25th, just a few weeks later, 2024. So in setting the date, Chutkan reportedly spoke to the New York judge who is overseeing the falsified business documents case in New York. That would be Alvin Bragg. So they're colluding and confirming and talking to each other here. Chutkan stated, setting a trial date does not depend and should not depend on a defendant's personal obligations, comparing Trump's campaign obligations to those of a professional athlete whose schedule would also not be considered when setting trial dates in a criminal case. There's been more than 12.8 million pages of discovery that have been given by the DOJ to Trump's defense. Let me repeat that for a minute here. A lot of people wonder why trials take so long after an indictment. And the reason is cases like this, where there are 12.8 million pages of discovery that Trump's legal defense have to go through. They have to understand it. They have to parse it. They have to defend against it. 12.8 million pages. Trump's attorneys are likely to file a lot of motions over the next coming weeks. John Lauro, who's representing the president, said that Trump is essentially being prosecuted for being President Trump. Lauro is reportedly preparing a motion to dismiss the entire case over selective prosecution, saying it provides an advantage to these prosecutors' boss who's running a campaign against President Trump. Who's the prosecutor's boss? Joseph Biden. So let me just delve into this a little bit here, because a lot of people are scratching their heads. You've got a case that they took 2 years to investigate before they actually pushed an indictment. And now they've decided to push these indictments and the trials right during an election. And whatever you think of former President Trump, whatever your thoughts are, hate him, love him, you're MAGA, you're leftist, I don't care. A lot of people, especially people that are intellectually honest, are looking at this and saying this is suspect. So who is the judge, Tanya Chutkan, who decided that the trial should take place a day before Super Tuesday? Well, this is a judge that was appointed by former President Barack Obama, who had donated to Barack Obama's campaign, And she has reportedly compared the January 6th Capitol riot to the 9/11 attacks and the Boston Marathon bombing. She just did it on Monday when she questioned the need for a long delay before former President Donald Trump's trial in Washington, D.C. Julie Kelly, who has covered the trials of defendants accused of participating in January the 6th, 2021's riot at the U.S. Capitol, she has a Substack publication called Declassified with Julie Kelly, and she reported Chutkan's remarks. She says, there you have it, folks. Obama-appointed Tanya Chutkan just compared January 6th to Boston Marathon bombing and 9/11, insulting to the victims and legally illiterate. She isn't just crooked, but painfully stupid. She stated, the trial will start 3 years, 1 month, and 27 days after the events of January the 6th, 2021. The trial involving the Boston Marathon bombing began less than 2 years after the events. The trial involving Zacharias Massaoui for his role in the September 11th attacks was set to begin 1 year after the attacks. But due to continuances, appeals, and voluminous discovery, it began roughly 4 years later. Trump faces charges in Washington, D.C. By the way, Washington, D.C. is 98% liberal. And I'm not talking liberal. I'm talking deep, hardened, bluest of blue. It's like San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York City had a baby. And they called it Washington, D.C. That is the jury of his peers. We'll continue here after the break. Don't go away. We've got commercials coming up, and then we'll be right back here with a lot more news at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents in the state's Big Bend area to evacuate as Hurricane Idalia gains strength.
You know, you're talking about really, really significant storm surge potential.
Speaking Tuesday, DeSantis noted that storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet. The Category 2 hurricane is expected to make landfall on Wednesday. During another event led by Republican lawmakers, a Gold Star father is condemning President Biden for the 2021 botched pullout from Afghanistan. Mark Schmitz's son, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, was killed, along with 12 other service members, in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport.
Public airport surrounded by a chain-link fence in an urban environment without even a usable air traffic control tower.
He accuses Biden of ignoring key intel that warned the Afghani government would quickly collapse. He said, "No one has been held accountable for what happened." I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, wake up. We got a country here that needs saving, as Larry Elder has always said. I'm going to get back to Trump here a little bit later. I'm going to be talking with Jen Van Laar from Red State about this in hour number two. And as I mentioned earlier in this hour, hour number three, you do not want to miss. We have a gentleman whose wife and son and himself were forced back into Lahaina when they were trying to escape the wildfire. Like many people, they were not allowed to leave on the one-lane highway. And he ended up with his wife and his son living literally in their rented Nissan Altima on the side of the road for 4 days and four nights in out just outside of Lahaina in Maui. We're going to have him on the third hour and talk about what the heck happened and is happening, as so many, the journalists aren't allowed to ask questions. There's something weird. I'm not a conspiracy hat theory guy, tinfoil hats, man, are starting to look pretty good with everything we've been going through for the past several years. And this Maui situation is absolutely 100%. It beggars the mind. I don't know how to explain what happened without government malfeasance being maybe the least, conspiracy theory minded person here saying that government malfeasance, stupidity, and lies may be the least guilty looking thing that has happened in Maui for the past couple of weeks. There's something nefarious happening in Hawaii, folks. And I'm not talking about space lasers, but something happened. So you do not want to miss the third hour. Meanwhile, oh boy, you may have heard the news at the top and the bottom of the hour, but we have mask mandates coming back. Dr. Eric Ding, Dr. Feigl Ding,
says on Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, that as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations spike again, nowhere even near close to the heights of the pandemic, but they are bumping up a little bit, hospitals across the U.S. are reinstating their mask rules. Hospitals in many parts of the country have brought back requirements for staff and visitors to wear masks. Dr. Ding apparently is a masker, is a mask hole, and he says, mask up, don't risk long COVID. And then he says, and please wear an N95 if you do mask, not just cloth or surgical. Lots of studies show N95 is key, along with a HEPA filter. Holy cow. Is this 2020? Are we still in 2021? Do these people not acknowledge the overwhelming amount of data and studies that have come out suggesting that not only do masks not work, but here's one right here from NIH, National Institute of Health, did a mask study. It was just published a few months ago, stating that N95 COVID masks may expose wearers to dangerous levels of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not right-wing radio conspiracy theory guy here talking to you. I only provide you with facts and data. And according to what many people in the establishment have been referring to as the gold Bible, the NIH, National Institute of Health, they are now saying that, hey, folks, you know those N95 masks we were telling everybody to wear? You have to wear them in your airplanes. You have to wear them in business. You have to wear them in the bus. You have to wear them at home by yourself or driving alone in a car. And people were. The N95 was the gold standard, right? This is what they were telling everybody. I mean, it came pretty quickly within the first year that we knew that the cloth masks, the mesh masks, those were ridiculous. But the surgical N95 mask has been held up as the gold standard when it comes to, quote, unquote, protecting against COVID. But this study, quietly reshared by the NIH, suggests that a tight-fitting mask may expose users to dangerous levels of toxic chemicals. A lab in South Korea, the Jeonbuk National University lab, researchers painstakingly looked at two types of disposable medical-grade masks, as well as several reusable cotton masks. And the study found that the chemicals released by these masks had 8 times the recommended safety limit of toxic, volatile, organic compounds, otherwise known as TVOCs. Inhaling TVOCs, again, toxic, volatile, organic compounds, has been linked to health issues like headaches, nausea, prolonged and repeatedly. It has been linked to organ damage and cancer. The researchers wrote in their study that was released this last spring in April, it is clear that particular attention must be paid to the VOCs associated with the use of medical masks and their effect on human health. However, there are ways to reduce the danger, they said. Exposure can be significantly reduced if a mask is opened and left to sit for at least 30 minutes. But here's the thing. Let me say this. Mandates, mask mandates are requiring that employees at hospitals, as well as the visitors that are visiting these hospitals, must wear these masks. And guess what, folks? If you're an employee, if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're a staff member that work in a medical facility that is now mandating masks, do you wear them for short periods of time? No, you're wearing them for 8 hours a day, after day, after day, after day. This is, I mean, what is it that Albert Einstein was famously quoted for saying? The definition of insanity is to repeat the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. Folks, the data, we've got 3 years to look at the data. The lockdowns were an absolute disastrous mistake. 100%. The teachers' unions still wanted lockdowns. The Biden and the Democrat administrations still wanted lockdowns. And we've got data that comes out of Sweden, of all places, that did not force any lockdowns, that did not force social distancing, that did not force mask mandates. And guess what? They had the lowest per capita death rate, one of the lowest capita death rates in the world, and the lowest in Europe. What happened? And again, you, before you say, oh, the population in Sweden is much lower, per capita. That's related to the population. So it's statistically even with every other country. We've got 3 years of research and data and facts. And most people that went along and were manipulated, many of them weren't stupid people. Some of them were our family and friends. They're not all stupid people. But they were listening to the science. Trust the science. Listen to the media. Trust the media. And they were bamboozled into a behavior that went against the very tenets of protecting their own health. A lot of us knew about this. A lot of us knew about it really, really early. We just trusted our own common sense. And yeah, I got yelled at a lot in 2020 for not wearing a mask in the supermarkets. But you know what? I didn't get sick. Got more coming up here after the break. A whole lot more coming up here after the break. This is the first of 3 hours tonight at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back here after the commercials. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back here, Realside Radio on the air, hour number one of three. And we've got a great show for you tonight, folks, so you do not want to go away. For hours number two, and especially hours number three, we've got a lot more going on. We're going to be talking more about Trump and what is happening with the situation. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about Biden right now. We're going to get back into this with Jen Van Laar from Red State in hour number two. And as I've been teasing in hour number three, we are going to be getting very deep into the absolute horror show that is first the fire, the hundreds of missing people, and most presumed dead at this point, I would assume, but most importantly, the malfeasance and the reaction and the lies and the control of free speech and free information, free flow of information. As far as I remember, well, Hawaii is still a state within the United States of America where the First Amendment applies. And if you are a journalist, you have been locked out. And so we are going to be speaking with somebody who was literally not just there in Hawaii, in Lahaina, on vacation with his family, but was forced back into Lahaina, into the ground zero, the dead zone now. And had to go through that before parking on the side of the road where they were trapped
for 4 days and four nights in their little rental. And so we've got a big show tonight. But, you know, one of the things that as I took a look at the whole Maui thing, and this is something that absolutely stunned me, and many people on the left admitted to the same. And that is the reaction from the Biden administration to what was happening in Maui. And, you know, Biden's trip to Maui just last week, you know, where he basically lied about his house burning and losing a cat and his Corvette and all of this nonsense. And turns out that he had a small kitchen fire where he wasn't even there. But it was more important to him to be on a very, very important, vacation. One of two, by the way, this month. First in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, and then, of course, in Lake Tahoe, where he decided that he was going to take a couple of days and come over and spew his lies in Maui. Again, he blathered on about a kitchen fire. He complained about almost losing his Corvette. And he fell asleep. Well, some people will argue with that, but many people believe that he fell asleep when victims stood up to tell their stories. And this is just the latest behavior with stumbles and gibberish and gaffes and different creepy handsiness of young girls coming off as pervy grandpa. You know, most people would agree that Grandpa is senile, that he has dementia, that he has sundowning events, and we only get to really see him for a couple of hours every day. He doesn't begin his day until late morning. He ends his day in mid-afternoon, and he doesn't do press conferences, and he certainly doesn't do interviews or any real interviews. And it is now starting to impact his polls. His polls were never high. His polls have always been historically low. And before any leftists or Democrats or any Biden supporters in the audience start pointing out to polls being, oh, they're skewed, you're probably going to talk about a Fox News poll. No, I'm going to mention the AP poll. The AP, that's the Associated Press. The Associated Press found in its August survey that when asked respondents the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think of Joe Biden, we heard a group of polling respondents state he's outdated, senile, dementia, he needs to retire. He's elderly, he's aging, he's old, slow, confused, an idiot, ignorant, sleepy, gaffes, bumbling, bad, terrible, disappointing, joke, and a profanity when people responded. Everything that I just referred to you, and there's a lot of other words like compromised and traitor and con artist and things like that. But the words that I was just referring to, specifically referring to his age and his mental acuteness or lack thereof, were taken from the AP Press, the Associated Press, I should say, the Associated Press, when they polled people on what their first words when they thought of Joe Biden. And the reality here is really, really significant. The strongest response, the response that most likely signaling a consensus among Republicans and Democrats alike, is that Joe Biden is senile, and not just senile, but a confused boob besides, with fully 41% of those responding coming to one or the other of those conclusions. And almost 70% of people, Democrats and Republicans alike, believe that Joe will not make it a second term. He will not last. 79% of Republicans said that, and 59% of Democrats said that. That's how you get your 69%. So well over two-thirds, a vast majority of Americans that are polled believe that if Joe Biden is reelected, there's a very strong likelihood that we are going to get President Harris. If this doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. Because the only thing worse at this point than Joe Biden, with his 50 years and possibly 20 minutes a day of acuity, is the word mangler cackler herself, whose only reason, the only reason that she is vice president is because of her plumbing and her skin color. After all, Joe Biden was told during the campaign that he needed to have a woman vice president. And by the way, he was told that woman has to also be of color. And he looked to his left in the debates, looked to his right in the debates, and he decided, Elizabeth Warren's too white. I'm going to go with Cackles. This woman is absolutely, and you know what, the whole discussion about, don't be racist, you're so racist because she's a woman of color who's accomplished. You know, she was a district attorney and she was a senator. I'm sorry, if you know the true story here in California about Kamala Harris and how she was basically given her positions, Willie Brown married Willie Brown, Speaker of the California House Willie Brown, that Willie Brown took Kamala under his wing while they were having a sordid affair, a May-December romance, if you want to call it that, while he was married, and got her into becoming the district attorney in San Francisco. And from there, set the foundation to replace Barbara Boxer, who was retiring, for the California Senate. This woman has zero business whatsoever being in public office, never mind the President of the United States. She can't form a sentence without, what was it Trump said to Tucker last week? Like a sing-song rhymey? I like the bus. The bus goes here, and then the bus goes there. That was hilarious, but he nailed it. And the only thing that she's been given responsibility for as vice president, the border, has been an abject failure. What are we doing here in the United States of America where as close as you can get to being the leader of the free world, we have this person? I don't care that she's a woman. I don't care that she's African and she's not Jamaican American or whatever she, Indian, I think, partly as well. Condoleezza Rice, in a million years, I would have loved to see that woman president. She would have been fantastic. The left didn't like her because she got out of her lane. As an African American woman of color, she should be a Democrat. So they never celebrated her. But this woman is likely, I'm just saying this right now, if Joe Biden is somehow reelected next year, it somehow makes it to being reelected next year. We're looking now at a very strong likelihood, most likely within the first 6 months in 2025, of President Kamala Harris. How's that sit with you? I know how it would sit with you if you're conservative or libertarian leaning. How does that sit with you, Democrats? And be honest. Be honest for once. Okay. Hour one in the books, Tuesday evening, here at Realside Radio. Hour number two coming up here after the news and the break. Don't go away, folks. We got Jen Van Laar from Red State coming up in hour number two.